producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, we got to pack it all in. We got a lot to talk about. Some of you guys are concerned that you're going to be flying, and how do airlines deal with in-flight medical emergencies? Every now and then I'm on a flight and there's a medical emergency, and yay, there's Dr. Dahlia to the rescue. And thank God there's also nurses on board and other doctors. So in case I did forget something, it always seems to be like I have a full, you know, ER staff if I ever need one on a plane. So it's pretty cool. Not that they're on purpose, just, you know, luck of the draw, many flights have nurses and doctors on them. But we'll kind of review that just to kind of put your mind at ease. But keep in mind, not every flight has a doctor, so don't be forgetting your medication. Women are drinking as much now as men, and that's not all that good, and we'll talk about why. Oh, no, some of you guys are like, yeah, my wife can really pound them down. Not a good thing. We have an 8-year-old girl diagnosed with breast cancer. This is thought to be the youngest person to ever have it. We're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about the acne superbugs. And we have antibiotics now that just can't touch acne. Why? Because it's just gotten so resistant to all the antibiotics we've used thus far. Many of you guys have been, you know, proud that, you know, your ticker is working pretty well and you're like, yeah, you know, I get all excited and my heart rate goes up and I'm just, you know, all full of love and passion and tachycardia. The lower the heart rate, the better. And I guess they say your risk of early death increases by 9% with every 10 extra beats per minute. We'll talk about how to get that heart rate down. PMS could be raising women's risk for high blood pressure. The hell it does! No, but it can. So we'll talk about PMS and why those of us that get really... See, I don't really get that PMS. I don't. I know you guys are shocked by that, but I, you know, because I'm kind of witchy all month long. But I really don't get PMS. I've never had that. I mean, I've had the pain. I've had the bloating. See, when I'm in pain or bloated, I'm just like, just, you know, just leave me alone. I go and I isolate. Okay? You know, I've lived with women who will come out of their room and look for trouble. But I don't want to look for trouble. I just want to hide up in my room or hide in my studio or hide in one of the clinic rooms, you know, if I'm not feeling well. So I, that's why nobody ever really sees me, you know, worse than I usually am all month long. You can't tell, ever. If it wasn't for me telling you on air when I have my period, you guys wouldn't even know. Well, Tom knows because, you know, I make announcements to the network. You know, all right, guys, you know, you know, please, can you make sure the bathrooms are staffed with extra sanitary products? Oh, man, not again. And that just happened 6 days ago. All right, what else do we have? Alzheimer's. Okay, they think maybe one of the reasons why Alzheimer's is a propagated form of dementia is because the actual brain plaques are preventing blood from getting where they need to go. That would make sense. And then a sneeze. I will tell you how far a sneeze takes up a whole entire room. Well, I guess I just said it could take up a whole entire room. All right, well, as you can see, this is what we got today on the Dr. Dahlia Show. But we're never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So a new study finds that the average human sneeze expels a high-velocity cloud that could contaminate a room in minutes. They say researchers at MIT came to the conclusion by analyzing videos of two healthy people sneezing about 50 times over several days. It's well known that sneezes can spread infectious disease like measles or flu or whatever. the virus is in the respiratory droplets, the sneeze and the mouth, because it comes out of your mouth, too, when you sneeze. And it can be inhaled by others or deposited on surfaces and later picked up by other people that touch them. I know some of you guys are going, wait a second, what about an airplane? Do you guys remember that video last year of a sneeze on an airplane? And it showed which seats were affected, and it was both in front and behind. So when somebody sneezes, you're screwed. And a lot of you guys will hold your breath. I've done that too. Somebody sneezes a cough, so I hold my breath. All right, well, yeah, you got to breathe sometime. And then when you breathe it in, it's still there. All right. So in a prior study, the team led by MIT's Lydia Boruiba found that within a few minutes, sneeze droplets can cover an area the size of a room and reach ventilation ducts at ceiling height. In their latest study, they discovered how sneeze droplets are formed within what they called a high propulsion sneeze cloud. You know, like a toxic, you know, nuclear cloud. Yeah. They say the findings are slated for presentation Monday at the annual meeting of the American Physical Society in Mobile, Alabama. Droplets are not only already formed and very nice and neatly distributed, they say, but, what else? They undergo a complex cascade buildup that continues after they leave the lungs, pass over the lips, and chum through the air. Chum? Like Chumley? Anyway, learning more about the dynamics of sneezing, they say it could prevent ways to spread diseases. Okay, I don't know how. You got this big, huge, toxic cloud of spit and snot, right, that's circulating with the bacteria and the viruses all over the place. I don't know if maybe you have, like, a net or a mask or a, I don't know. You got to do something with the person that's sneezing. I don't know how much you can do with the air around the sneezer. Okay, I mean, unless you just put a person in a room and let them sneeze air. But when we're talking about airplanes, you know, you just got to sit there and live with it. Yeah, I have such a tough time when I sit next to somebody who has the worst body odor. And, you know, it pervades for like rows. There's nothing you can do about it. And, you know, I don't want to be mean, you know, and say, you know, can you put on some deodorant? Because most of us don't have our deodorant with us anyway. But, if you could smell body odor, then imagine what you're taking in that's odorless, okay? Not everything has odor, especially sneezes and particulates and things like that. And the reason why we have our sense of smell is to warn the body to move away, to move your head away, to cover up your nose and mouth, to kind of change your environment temporarily so you don't have to breathe what you're smelling. And many viruses, bacteria, it's odorless. You have no idea. So, spooky stuff. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DR-ALLIE. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to InvasionStopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to InvasionStopper.com now. That's InvasionStopper.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who is working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so we're in the holidays. Yay! Hoo-hoo! Happy Thanksgiving, happy Christmas, happy Hanukkah, Kwanzaa. Anything you're celebrating or observing this holiday season, and even if you're not observing it, you're traveling. A lot of travel. Many of you guys panic about the medical emergencies that happen in flight. Every now and then you hear of somebody, you know, having an issue on the plane or somebody dying. What do airlines do? Now, I know what happens when I'm on a flight. You know, they'll usually on the loudspeaker go, is there a physician or medical professional on board? If so, let please let the flight attendant know. So you hit the button, or I'm usually by then already up and in everybody's face going, I'm here, Dr. Dahlia is in the house. Who? What? Ladies, sit down. Now, I got this. What do you need? I'm here. I'm here. And so, whether it's somebody in cardiac arrest or somebody who's dizzy or having a seizure, et cetera. I know it makes a lot of people panic. Okay, you know, it's a diversion, it's anxiety producing. So the first thing I like to do as a doctor is to calm everybody down. Going, guys, it's okay, this stuff happens. Just like when that man seized in Walmart, a woman was screaming, freaking out, and I'm like, man, it's okay, I'm a doctor, he's having a seizure, he's gonna be fine. Okay, just, you know, let me just keep an eye on him and work with him and it's fine. You know, because nobody wants to see anything bad happen to anybody. And that's, you know, we're humans and we have hearts and, you know, but the key is, you know, making sure nobody else panics while you're trying to deliver good care. And, I've been able to be surrounded by some great staff, either nurses or other doctors on a plane whenever something like this happens. Apparently, one in every 604 flights does involve a reported medical emergency. One in every 604 flights. That means every day, at least a couple times a day, something is happening. That's crazy. According to a 2013 study published in the New England Journal of Medicine, researchers at the University of Pittsburgh Medical Center calculated that translates into 44,000 in-flight medical emergencies worldwide every year. The actual number may be much higher because no mandatory reporting system exists. So, you know, somebody, you know, fainting or having a hypoglycemic episode, etc., they may not really document that. All right, so my guess is there's more. The problem is that the heart attacks, which cause about 86% of deaths in flight, if there is going to be an in-flight death, it's usually a cardiac arrest. It happens about 86% of any of the in-flight deaths that occur, and hopefully that's rare. Most commonly, though, are people being lightheaded or dizzy or having a respiratory issue or a dropped lung, a pneumothorax, nausea, vomiting, etc. Very rarely have somebody giving birth. That could happen. I have never delivered a baby on a plane. I've delivered it, obviously, in the regular world, but not on a plane. It would be very doable. You know, I mean, again, you know, the privacy, you know, making sure there's privacy would probably clear out, you know, the other rows and just have professional help or the flight assist attendants help. But, you know, these airlines are getting better. Apparently, there's something called StatMD, where if there is no doctor on board, the flight attendants have a way, or even the pilots, to transmit down to StatMD for a consult. So, and then they will walk the crew through the medical emergency. Also, the new flight attendants are hired very, they have extensive training. Also, so I'm not sure if they already have CPR certification. I'm not exactly sure what that is, but they say that the flight attendants, according to General Manager for Air Crew and Passenger Health Services in Delta, say the flight attendants are trained as new hires very extensively, and then every year they have recurrent training that includes emergency response. So you got the StatMD, you got flight attendants that are starting to be more trained, and you know, StatMD says they've done about 10,000 consults a year. They're fielding about one or two calls in an hour. They say the captain is always in charge. We make a recommendation based on our expertise and our experience. We've been doing this for a while, and we do it quite often. So we'll make a recommendation to the captain on what we think can occur. Sometimes you have to divert the flight. 7.3% of the cases, according to the 2013 study, the flight had to be diverted. Now, many times, like I said, it's something small. Not small, but something that can be dealt with by a non-medical professional. A diabetic is low in blood sugar, which, by the way, if you guys are diabetic, make sure you have your medical wrists, your safety wrists or your safety or your medical alert necklaces or bracelets, etc., so that staff or co-passengers could read it and go, he's diabetic. Okay, that kind of thing. Or if there's a medication that you're taking that could cause you to have drops in blood pressure, things like that. You want to make sure that they know. Anybody too sick to fly, I guess they do have a means at the airline terminal to see if you're going to be a challenge in air, and sometimes they will not allow you to fly. Unfortunately, a lot of people don't want to get that looked at because they don't want to miss their flight. I would recommend that because I obviously you don't want to be having a medical issue in the middle of a plane where you cannot be given the appropriate advanced cardiac life support or any of the advanced life support that you need. All right, so physician passengers provided medical assistance in 48.1% of reported in-flight medical emergencies. Nurses assisted in 20% of the cases. So usually there's doctors and nurses there, but many doctors are still concerned about liability. They still can get sued, even though there was a medical act. Let me find what the name is. I think it was the Aviation Medical Assistance Act. It was in the 90s. It was passed to allow providers to, jump on in-flight emergencies and help out without being liable. Still, that you can get sued if the provider was, quote-unquote, grossly negligent or intentionally caused the alleged harm. I don't know of any doctors that have gotten sued for jumping in and helping in a medical situation. But, like, let's say somebody you think is hypoglycemic and they're dizzy and you start to give them juice or sugar, glucose or whatever, and they end up being in a hyperglycemic coma. That could be considered negligent. It could put you at risk. So, you want to use the tools that they have. So what kind of tools do they have? Okay, well, they usually have, they usually have, I believe, IV solution. I'm double-checking here. There was a, I apologize, I just saw it. They have epinephrine. I think they have nitroglycerin. They have a very limited stock of a basic first aid kit that they have. And I believe they have, I thought they were starting to move to the point where they all have oxygen on the flight, but I can't say that at 100%. I apologize. I'm having computer issues. So my in-flight medical kit is not showing up on my computer. Oh, this really helps. That's lovely. Excuse me. I would love my in-flight medical kit to show up right now. It's not pulling up. When I was on a plane, I have to admit there wasn't as much as I would have liked, especially from an ER standpoint. So I was able to give epinephrine and atropine. But that was on one flight when we were at the terminal. So somebody that was in pulseless electrical activity, I was able to give epinephrine and atropine. Unfortunately, we don't know what happened to the patient when he was taken to the, hospital, but it was a Hawaiian gentleman that went into cardiac arrest in the first class cabin. If, let's say, somebody, God forbid, dies, they're unfortunately usually taken to a laboratory. They don't leave the deceased sitting there in 24B. That's very disturbing for a lot of people. So unfortunately, if somebody does pass, they usually, cover them with a blanket or they take them to the back of the plane. And I got to admit, every time there's been an issue when I've been on a plane, I have to admit the co-passengers have done a stellar job. Absolutely, stellar. But, try not to be a victim. Okay? Have your medicines that you need. Have instructions. Fly with somebody who is aware of your medical condition. And so if there isn't a medical issue, they know what's going on. Okay? This person has a history of heart disease. He's fainted. He's, there's a chance that maybe we're looking at a cardiac event. Something like that. Have somebody who knows your medical history available to answer questions just in case, somebody has to interview you to find out what's going on. Also, don't be caught with your pants down, so to speak, okay? Don't go on a flight, when you had a weekend bender of drinking and, partying so that you're coming on a flight with high blood pressure that could be in stroke range or, when you fly, make sure you're in good physical shape to fly. Luckily some of you guys come in going, Dr. Dahlia, my ear hurts and I'm about to go on a plane, so I want to make sure it doesn't rupture. Good job. Good thinking. I can't tell you how many people come in, check my ears. I want to make sure I don't have an ear infection because I don't want it to rupture on the plane. That could be pretty painful. Okay, because of the barometric pressure, and it's rare, but it could happen. If you think you're going to be nauseated, bring extra pair of clothes. I used to do that with the kids. I always brought extra clothes in case they threw up all over, the seat. When you do take your medicines, pack part in your overhead bag and part in your regular suitcase so that when you do travel, you aren't out completely of your medicine. 1-877-DOCTALLY.
Speak. All I do is speak.
But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Don't take a cold or flu lying down. Stand up and fight back with Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver is a natural immune system booster that is highly effective against viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is perfect for daily use and can be taken orally or used topically to keep you protected from whatever comes your way. This new technology is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver and is supported by extensive research from over 300 clinical studies at universities and independent research facilities across the country. Supernatural Silver has an exceptionally long storage life and should be an essential part of your emergency preparedness. Don't be caught off guard. Give your body the support it needs to fight off deadly pathogens that are lurking everywhere. Stock up on Supernatural Silver and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2015 for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves, but this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at vanishingcash.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to vanishingcash.com. That's vanishingcash.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now, for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So, Alzheimer's. We've talked about that many times. Get these protein deposits or these plaques. Well, they say these plaques might actually slow down brain's blood flow. The buildup of the amyloid beta protein, these clumps that you have, could harm the brain not only by sitting there and causing scar tissue and not allowing healthy brain tissue to, maintain their stasis or rejuvenate or heal or grow, but also prevent blood flow, according to a team from the University of Alabama at Birmingham. They say we have increasingly become aware that the disruption of blood flow in the brain can increase the risk of Alzheimer's disease. Duh, we know that. And that the protein plaques known as vascular amyloid can build up around blood vessels just as they do in brain tissue. They say we did not fully understand the effects, but now with high-tech imaging, it allows us to visualize how it affects the function of those vessels. So, basically, brain cells called neurons need glucose, sugar, brought by the bloodstream for energy, and as well as oxygen. Neurons call for more glucose via another cell called an astrocyte. The astrocyte have tiny projections called end feet, little kind of feet, right, that attach to blood vessels and tell the vessel to expand when more blood is needed. That is so cool. Dr. Robertson's team wondered if a buildup of amyloid plaque around vessels might, quote-unquote, crowd out the end feet so neural messages for more blood flow wouldn't get through. So you get that? The brain cell is like, hey, Bob. Bob's like, what? I need more glucose. Well, get it your damn self. No, you get it. All right. And, Bob's the astrocyte. So the astrocyte with this little tiny baby end feet starts to touch and nick the blood, or send a little signal to the blood vessel. No, take off your socks and shoes, man. I don't need to take off my socks and shoes. Your end feet. Please, socks and shoes off. So take off those socks and shoes, and then they nick the little blood vessel. Blood vessel opens up, dilates, brings more sugar, brings more oxygen. That's how it works. That's pretty cool. I got to make a little cartoon of that. That would be such a cute cartoon. Astrocyte, here I come to save the bread. Okay, so they said this thing confirmed in an animal model of Alzheimer's disease, said another university researcher, Ian Crumbro. In locations where no vascular amyloid was present, we saw a very dramatic and robust vessel response. However, on blood vessels that were surrounded by plaque, we saw a much more diminished response. Well, that makes sense. Also, just like any sort of scar tissue or inflammation or plaque, how do you get blood through and around? And, so they say the plaque buildup worsens and the vascular amyloid encircles the blood vessels. Then links form between the blood vessels, creating a rigid exoskeleton that hampers the vessel's ability to dilate or contract. The vessel has been able to expand and contract, dilate and constrict if it has to regulate blood flow. But if it becomes like a rigid pipe, instead of being kind of flexible, there's a problem, and then the brain can't regulate the blood flow like it needs to. I gotta tell you, man, your body's smart. Ooh, it's smart. Those astrocytes. Scary, though. Astrocytoma is something you don't want in terms of a brain tumor. So that's what Alzheimer's does. And interesting. I find it interesting. What I don't find interesting is the topic of PMS. I cannot stand when I got to learn something about PMS. Well, they're saying PMS could raise a woman's risk for high blood pressure. The hell it does! Millions of women suffer from PMS. I don't. I do not have PMS. I'm just always moody. And research suggests that those with moderate to severe PMS may be at heightened risk for high blood pressure later in life. The study couldn't prove cause and effect. The finding may mean that women with PMS should be screened for adverse changes in blood pressure and future risk of hypertension. This is according to a team led by Elizabeth Bertone Johnson, an epidemiologist. And, you guys make fun of women with PMS all the time, but I would love to see you have, the cramps and the bloating and the headaches and the achiness. My husband was like, I don't understand. What do menstrual cramps feel like? And I go, okay, imagine this. Hold on. I'm plugging in my phone. There we go. I got to plug in my phone. Sorry. All right, I go, imagine this. You ate a real, real bad lunch. It's a couple hours later and you really have to go to the bathroom. And we're talking diarrhea bathroom. But you can't make it to a toilet. And you're like, okay, this stinks. I gotta hold it in. That's how some of us feel for a week. Okay? Now, those are some pretty bad severe cramps. If you're having cramps that long, but it's just not fun. And at least when you have bowel issues, you know you're going to get some relief after you go to the bathroom. Not us women. We sit there and go, I can't do this. Oh, and then on top of that, you're constipated too. Because of the progesterone drop, you know, the hormones, you get constipated. So you have trouble pooping. So now you got that pain on top of it. And then every now and then, you know, get a pimple thrown in. It's just not fun. Not fun at all. Investigators tracked nearly 1,200 women who developed clinically significant PMS between 1991 and 2005, as well as more than 2,400 women with mild PMS. Both groups were followed until 2011, but followed at a distance, I might say. All right. Women with moderate to severe PMS were 40% more likely to develop high blood pressure than those with mild or no PMS symptoms. This higher risk remained after the researchers adjusted for high blood pressure, risk factors like overweight, obesity, smoking, drinking, inactivity, use of birth control pills, etc. So, moderate to severe PMS and high blood pressure was strongest among women under 40. So what does that mean? Okay, if you suffer from bad PMS, get your blood pressure checked more often. All right, easy. I think they also looked at women who were taking B vitamins like thiamine and riboflavin. And researchers found that women who consumed high levels of those vitamins, like vitamin B complex, were 25 to 35% less likely to develop PMS. But significant PMS affects anywhere from 8 to 15% of women. We're talking significant where they can't go to work, the researcher said. And they believe that it's possible to reduce the risk of high blood pressure by increasing your vitamin B. So that could be something you could do. All right, so we talked about PMS, and let's go move on. Okay, see? Not too bad. This is a shame. We have a little 8-year-old girl diagnosed with breast cancer. Chrissy Turner from Utah developed a lump in her chest last month. It's a rare form of breast cancer, and unfortunately she needs a mastectomy. This occurs in 1 in a million people. Right now, the parents are fundraising to pay for the huge medical bills. Her father has cancer, and his cancer treatment has unfortunately bankrupted the family. This was in the middle of October, and she had this lump in the chest, and they got it biopsied, and many of you get really, really nervous, and you say, oh my gosh, if my kid had a lump, what if it doesn't get diagnosed? How most medical providers handle lumps is they evaluate it, and if it's something they think it needs to be biopsied, they will biopsy it. If you have a lump, and it's not going away, and it's odd, they're going to take a sample of it. Okay? It's just, what do you do if you don't have insurance or you don't have the funds? Apparently, the mom had cervical cancer, and the father is battling non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. Wow. Gosh, that family's been dealing with a lot. So hopefully the baby girl is going to do okay. It's called secretory breast carcinoma. It's a very slow-growing breast cancer, and it's described as juvenile breast carcinoma. I'm glad they found it before puberty. It can occur at any age. It's mostly seen under the age of 30. It's one of the rarest types of breast cancer, accounting for 1% of all breast cancers. The prognosis is good. But it is prone to spreading and recurring again where it first appeared, which is why they're going to do a mastectomy so that it doesn't have another place to grow, hopefully, if they got it before it metastasized. So I don't have her fundraising page here. Let me see. Hold on a second. I'm trying to find it. It's GoFundMe Chrissy's Alliance. GoFundMe Chrissy's Alliance. It's right now they have raised $9,600 of $100K that they want to raise. We're also raising money for Ryan Casto. He is suffering from two types of brain tumors, and he's 13 years old. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Any way you can help, email me at drdahlia.com. We'll be right back.
Hi there, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system, we're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system can have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at GCNminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of money.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
My name is Don Wiskin. In 1994, I lost my 62-year-old father to complications of bypass surgery. In 1977, my 44-year-old brother was found dead in his apartment. He suffered a heart attack. In January of 98, my mother had a stroke and passed away in her bed. 21 days later, my 53-year-old brother passed away on his arrival to the hospital. He waited too long. In June that same year, I almost joined them at 42. What did I do? I took a 7-herb formula I now call Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, hawthorn, milk thistle, and valerian. Based on German studies of natural medicine, Extendivite is designed to clear blocked arteries, clean the toxins from your blood, and improve your immune system. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to InvasionStopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to InvasionStopper.com now. That's InvasionStopper.com.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
All right, guys, we are are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DLCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so heart rates, very, very important. How important is your heart rate and determining how well you're going to do in terms of your health? So the risk of an early death from any cause will increase 9% for every 10 extra beats per minute, according to Chinese researchers. Most people's resting heart rate is between 60 and 100 beats a minute. But the hearts of professional athletes many times beat in the 40s. However, those with a resting heart rate of more than 80 beats per minute. So if your pulse is greater than 80, you add a 45% higher risk of early death from any cause than those with a resting heart rate from 60 to 80. That had only a 21% increased risk. The link between faster heart rate and early death was present across the whole population and not just people who had heart problems. Now, doctors have known that lower resting heart rates seem to do better. People are more fit. See, because most of us that exercise will have a lower heart rate. So then, you know, is that why exercise is protecting you? It's because your heart rate is lower? Lead researcher Dr. Dongfeng Zhang of the Medical College of Qingdao University, Shandong, China, urged people to pay attention to the resting heart rate and take measures to lower it. They say the available evidence does not fully establish resting heart rate as a risk factor, but there is no doubt that elevated resting heart rate serves as a marker of poor health status. So we want you to look more at your heart rate. They looked at 848,000 patients and 25,800 deaths from heart disease. They found a linear increase, meaning the higher your heart rate, the higher, the earlier your death. 10 beats a minute. So if you are, if your heart rate is 90 all the time, try to get it lower to 80, try to get it lower to 70. Ideally, 60 to 70 is really good. You know, if you could have a heart rate in the 70s, I think that's awesome. Now, mind you, okay, it's going to go up with exercise. It's going to go up with sex. You know, sometimes we'll have somebody with bradycardia, low heart rate. And rather than just patting them on the back saying, good job, we still do a stress test on many of them because we want to make sure your heart can still make a good response. Okay, we want to know that your heart rate goes up when it needs to and it goes down when it needs to. So just because you're walking around with a low heart rate doesn't necessarily mean you're in the clear. You could still have something wrong, too. But if after you've been checked out and screened, you run around in the 90s to 100s, we'll probably tell you to lower your caffeine, lower your alcohol, lower your stress, and increase your exercise. That 90 to 100 beats per minute is known as tachycardia, not my favorite measurement for you to be at. All right, so let me see. How can you check your pulse? Okay, a lot of you don't know how to find the pulse in your wrist. Okay, remember I said follow the thumb. You got the thumb. Okay, then you got the ball of the thumb. And then as you go down and you start to see the vessels in the wrist, you have a little divot in there. You guys kind of feel that little divot there? You got the bone, and then you got some of your tendons there. Okay, and then I got some scratch marks from Shaky Boo when I rubbed his tummy. Avoid the scratch marks, okay? Put your fingers in that little divot, and there's my pulse. Boom, boom, boom. Michael Fassbender. Boom, 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 boom. Okay. Anyway, so there's my pulse. Another way to do it is you feel your neck. I found in medical school it was really easy to feel the carotid pulse because I had a tough time getting radial pulses until I knew exactly where to put my fingers. So you could press the same two fingers, like your second and third finger, palm facing your face, right on that kind of indentation between your windpipe and the neck muscle, and you could find your pulse. Now, you could sit there and watch it for a whole minute and count, or what I can do mentally, but that's because I've done this a lot, is I check your pulse in 6 seconds and I multiply it by 10. All right, so you have, let's say you have 6 beats in 6 seconds. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. You're probably going to beat 60 beats a minute, that kind of thing. Okay, so that's how you do it. Okay, I've talked to you guys about checking your pulse. Come on. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Antibiotics have been used for acne over and over and over again. Unfortunately, now, not only do we have superbug gonorrhea and superbug bacterial infections in the bowel, but we have superbug acne bacteria. And acne can be very debilitating. It's caused by an overproduction of sebum. Now, sebum is kind of your sweat gland deposits, or some people call it grease, the greasiness of the skin. And it blocks these little microscopic hair follicles as well as some other little ducts. So, bacteria called propione bacteria gets in there. And then they fester a little bit and you get, you know, whiteheads or blackheads or cysts. So many times we use antibiotics and we use anti-inflammatories. A lot of people are going, let me just put steroids on my face to decrease the redness. Don't be doing that. We don't want you putting steroids on your face. It can make the bacteria worse and it can thin the skin. We don't want that. But we've been using antibiotics ever since I could remember. I think we've been using antibiotics on acne since the 50s and 60s. And so even though many of you guys also use benzoyl peroxide, which is a drying agent, that seems to help. I've noticed that acne does really well with sometimes salicylic acid or glycolic acid. And the reason why is you are debriding the top layer of dead skin, allows more circulation, and it seems to allow, and it sometimes incites your immune response, so it ends up, your body ends up knocking out the acne a little bit easier. Because sometimes you guys get those big, nasty boils, I mean, we've all had them, and sometimes they'll use a little salicylic acid or glycolic acid, and they'll go down, you know, 50% the next day. I also like to sometimes use Colgate toothpaste, but I'm not supposed to talk about that because it's kind of off-label. But Colgate toothpaste, the white Colgate toothpaste, does a damn good job. Why? Something about the fluoride? Drying it out? Not sure. My husband said he learned that in the Boy Scouts years ago. All right, so now, okay, what about the bacteria issue? One study in the journal Clinical Therapy back in 2002 showed that antibiotic-resistant strains of the propionine bacteria, they call it, can emerge after only 8 weeks of antibiotic therapy. So they grow quickly. So they become resistant because not all the bacteria was killed in one fell swoop. So the bacteria, they're like, wait, that didn't do nothing to us. They're the ones that propagate, make new progeny, and those progeny are usually then resistant to whatever didn't kill dad or mom. Okay? So, a lot of us overprescribe. We put it on the face, we take pills, etc. And so, unfortunately, now we have, acne that is resistant to antibiotics. So, what we need to do is figure out what would be the best way to treat acne non-antibiotic. Many of you guys use the erythromycin, clindamycin, tetracycline. Tetracycline, wow. I remember giving tetracycline. It did nothing. Nothing. It was resistant. Tetracycline wasn't working by the 80s. So, different regimens. You got to keep clean. You got to exfoliate. You have to try not to get the acne to begin with. You can't be playing and picking and squeezing and things like that because it spreads the bacteria. A lot of us doctors use comedone extractors. These little comedone extractors, what they do is they help get rid of some of the pus and some of the whiteheads or blackheads without having to, you know, squeeze and spread. And some of you are like, I don't understand that. The doctor tells me not to, you know, squeeze them, but then he uses a comedone extractor. Well, because it's a lot more precise. And when he gets out some of that white, you know, pus and junk, it prevents spread to others. And so, and that's why your body, that's why acne surfaces like that, because it's trying to get rid of what's building up underneath. The problem is many times when you guys mess with it, you cause scarring and you cause things to get worse. So that's why we, you know, doctors or dermatologists, you know, have a system. But cleaning your face and using the right product is key. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLIE. Don't go away.
Don't come. complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't pick on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zero. Out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.